It's Thursday afternoon, not yesterday, the week before. And it's the Marching Chief's first official practice. Most of the Chiefs are on hand, milling around or sitting in circles with their band sections. Each group has a nickname, and the saxophones call themselves Section X. Elizabeth Siegel is a Section X rookie, and she says the audition process is grueling.
The audition process was so insane, but so wonderful. They work you so hard and for over 12-hour days, but it's all worth it in the end because they teach you everything you need to know.
Bones rookie Scott Bobinger says the hardest part was a thing called go cadence. And in case you're wondering, Bones is what the trombones call themselves.
What's the hardest thing about the audition?
Go cadence. Yeah. running out into the field while running.
The clarinets call themselves pieces. Here's what rookie Amy Parker has to say.
Chief stepping was really hard, yeah. Getting your leg up really high.
Is that the go cadence thing?
Oh, yeah. That's a whole different monster.
Bones' second year, CJ Rivera, describes it like this.
We don't really run. It's actually a really controlled, like, focused march. Like, we have to be in step and go a certain distance at a certain time. And so, it's really cool to have that focus but also be kind of distracted and cheered on by, 80,000 people?
This practice is given over entirely to marching, so no music. But near the end, the football team's head coach, Jimbo Fisher, stopped by for a quick pep talk.
I thank you for what you do, and hopefully we'll get to do this thing again. We'll go to Dallas twice, man. We'll get to go to Dallas twice.
The first game of Florida State's season is in Dallas, and a number of marching chiefs will be making the trip along with the team. Come January, the same stadium will be hosting college football's championship game. So Fisher and the Chiefs would all really like to make that second visit. After speaking to the band, Fisher had this to say.
Where it starts, your band and your fans is exactly where everything starts. And they set the tempo, they set the tone, they set the demeanor of the game by what they do, their enthusiasm, how they play, and how they execute their game plan. And that's just as critical because when those fans are behind us, it makes us play that much better. And no team does it by itself.
Tuesday afternoon, the band is working on putting everything together. They take the long, hot walk from the regular practice field to Doak Campbell Stadium to practice in formation. The band's head drum major, Daniel Rossman, is standing near the top of a ladder conducting as the Chiefs march across the field. He says performing in the stadium right before the game is something completely different than practice.
It's an interesting thing because when you practice this over the summer, you're by yourself, you're throwing a metal stick in the air by yourself, there's no one there watching you, unless you're asking for critiques or anything, So over the summer when I'm practicing it, there's no applause, there's no noise, there's nothing. But then the first time you do it in Doak Campbell Stadium, the crowd is cheering, people are going nuts, and you just get chills everywhere. You feel a lot of pride for your university, you feel a lot of pride for Marching Chiefs.
It's Thursday night, last night, and the band is loading up gear for the trip to Dallas. Just over 200 marching chiefs are huddling around the bus doors talking excitedly, toting pillows and rolling luggage. They're squeezing into four buses and driving all night. When the game kicks off Saturday evening, they'll be there to play their part, as loud as they possibly can. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.